Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you with this beautiful psalm, the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verses 2 and 3. It says, "Sing to the Lord, praise His name, proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the heart of the Christian gospel is a person. It's not any system, not any parachurch, not any other doctrinal interpretation. To evangelize is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, that He came to this world, died for our sins, and was raised from the grave according to the scriptures. And as the reigning Lord, He now meets every human need with His forgiveness of sins and the indwelling gift of His Holy Spirit to all who repent and believe. Hallelujah. You know, today we can hear so many different doctrines prevailing and philosophies all around the world, you know, where people talk about that God speaks equally through all religions and ideologies. Well, that's false. That's not true, as we know. And those who believe this do not consider a personal faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ to be essential. We must reject as derogatory to our Lord and His gospel every teaching that makes this boast. The Bible is dogmatic. What does that mean? It means that Bible is very, very clear concerning the salvation that a man can receive. And the Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, you know, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes through to the Father, without me," right? No one can come to the Father without Jesus. He's the way. So we can have access to the Father through Jesus. We have access to the Father in prayer through Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. We, you know, engage the name of Yeshua because that is recognized in heaven. Amen. We apply the blood of Jesus because the blood of Jesus is recognized in heaven, and everything is purged by the blood in heaven and on earth, the Bible records. And so we must utilize that and understand that it's only in the name of Jesus that mankind is saved. So pray for the opportunity to speak to someone about trusting Jesus and Him alone for salvation from sin and the satisfaction of every need. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is the answer to all life's problem. If today you are facing a problem, turn to Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Lift up the blood of Jesus from the altar of God. Sprinkle upon your spirit, soul, and body and say, "God, here am I. Change me, transform me, and bless me in Jesus' name." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your goodness and mercy over our lives, that you have revealed your Son Jesus unto us. There are many who are still blinded by the world, by the philosophies and the doctrines of the world. And Lord, I thank you that you have revealed yourself. You have made yourself known unto us. You have predestined us, foreordained us before the foundations of the earth, that we will be your inheritance, that we will be transformed into the image of your Son Jesus. And therefore, Lord God Almighty, we bless you from the bottom of our heart. We give you the praise and the glory. Abba, Father God, this morning, give us the courage, give us the grace that we will, O Lord, seize every opportunity that you give us to share the gospel of Yeshua with somebody around us, in our marketplaces, in our workplaces, with our business clients, whoever it is. We will never be ashamed to share Jesus with them. And Lord God Almighty, I thank you that today you will give us a great harvest of souls. Father God, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray great grace and glory of yours will abound upon them, and you will keep them from the evil one. Grant them favor, Lord, with everyone whom they come in contact with, and I thank you for it. God, I pray for the ones who may be struggling with their health conditions. Lord, I send forth your word of healing and wholeness to prevail in their bodies even right now in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.